death couldn't stop Wild Bill Byrne from riding to Sturgis, but his sons could. Find out how in Trevor Halloway's latest novel, Ashes and Asphalt, available online at Amazon.com and more.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, just like Al Sharpton owes between $2.5 and $5 million to the Internal Revenue Service. He doesn't really owe it. It's all a fraud, but we all got to pay it. Doesn't have to pay it. Well, now, Melissa Harris-Perry, that says your kids belong to her, with her arrogant, slack-jawed look, tax-loving lib, Melissa Harris-Perry, really a big-time tax delinquent, social media erupts. You know, what a piece of trash. So sick of these filthy scum. I got to be honest with you. I can't even just get her off the screen. I can't, please, God, I can't handle it anymore. Documents, National Guard ordered to consider Americans as enemy forces and adversaries. Oh, where's that from? CNN. Thought I was crazy. I am swimming in documentation. It's pathetic how much proof we've got of this treason. U.S. recruitment. Entertainment corporations to help in propaganda war against Islamic State in Russia. So while they run Islamic State, they just use that to get more funding. Scary Big Spring residents report tanks, helicopters arriving before Jade Helm. Reporters infiltrate cartel-run border town in search of ISIS camp. Amazing video. Secret agreement to make corporations unstoppable moves forward. An amazing article. Video, armed National Guard troops patrol residential streets in California. That's got 5,500 plus comments. Food chain catastrophe, emergency shutdown of West Coast fisheries. Populations have crashed, 91%. I got two guests coming up. I canceled one guest because there's just so much to cover. But I wanted to get Keith Johnson from Courage Sowers on, CourageSowers.com. He's a citizen reporter that just keeps putting powerful footage of the military training to attack veterans, patriots a few days ago. More footage that nobody was reporting on that they didn't vote it out on the final committee because of upwards of close to 1,000 people showing up and saying they don't want forced inoculations. That was on nightly news last night because the day before he shot it. I mean, that's, we don't have the money for journalists. We don't have the money to coordinate all that. He just went and did it, and now it's being heard and seen by millions. That's what you can do. You're unstoppable. It doesn't matter if it gets picked up by somebody else. It'll get picked up. They take us out. It'll still get picked up. They can't shut this down. They want you as HUMET for the takeover. They want us to give the military the idea this is okay. We're not. We're going to reach out to the military. And I'm going to tell you something again. I was telling the military about this 18 years ago. I didn't know the first 2 years fully what was going on. And I was told by military, retired and current, but I had a show. It's like a V for Vendetta when he says to V, why didn't you fight this before? And he goes, I was waiting for you, Inspector. I was waiting for you. I'd say to these former generals, you name it, colonels, people like Benton Parton on air, but others off air, famous people. I mean, I even interviewed Admiral Moore, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and he talked about all this. I talked to him off air. He died a couple months later. Not probably natural causes, heart failure. And I said, why haven't you been fighting this? Because we've been fighting it. We've been waiting for people like you. We haven't had media. And so many times, I've had people tell me, well, I was waiting on people like you. So I'm nobody. Everything I know was brought to me by the insiders, people. And now I'm telling you the whole plan and risking my life. But that's nothing. You got to do it in the face of this evil. And it's people like Keith Johnson and you, man, woman, old, young, I don't care what color you are. You can be an albino from North Korea. You got the spark of God in your heart. Now get out there and expose these liars. They will fall like all the other arrogant crud like Lenin and Stalin and Hitler and Mao and all of them. We're going to beat them. They're gonna fall, and they know it! more than they can chew, and they can feel it. We're coming for them with the light of truth, the info war. That's what they hate.
Finally, a hard rock album that actually says something. Envy, the self-titled CD.
We all live in a world today where things are what they seem. And if you think the news is real, you're living in a dream. Politicians don't run too deep, you fight for you and me. The representative who cuts a check fulfills the corporate. I can't stand this no more.
Available on iTunes or Amazon.com. Visit envymusic.com.
Monetary control. Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Grud for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. You understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hey, Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special executive for counterintelligence, terrorism, revenge, extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition, that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police
police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Go f*** yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
Spectre Cobra, call it what you want. It's criminal influences infiltrating governments, sowing chaos, which they then respond to, having 360 control of the initiation and then the response and then the final outcome. That's full spectrum dominance. Walter Williams, the fill-in host of Rush Limbaugh, and of course best-selling author, is going to be joining us to look at how they're trying to balkanize the country, look at race relations in America and more. His new book deals with American contempt for liberty, set for release just next month. We'll be talking to him coming up. I'm very excited about that. I've only had Walter Williams on one other time, like 10 years ago. Very hard to get on. In fact, cross our fingers. I'll be honest, I like to hear him host a lot better than Rush Limbaugh. It's hard to turn off when he's on there. I'm not in competition with Rush Limbaugh, by the way. I never wanted this time slot. This is what the radio network in 1998 would give me. And I said, no, I want to be on at night. I've been on at night for years. I want to be on at night. And they said, no, you're going to be on 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. because no one will go up against Rush, and we have stations right now ready to turn you on. And you know what? They were right. Right away, about 100 stations put us on. So, Ted Anderson was right. I was wrong. But this is not some egomania thing to go up against Rush Limbaugh. It was a network decision. I know in the radio industry they say if I would just be nicer to the GOP that, you know, that I'm the heir apparent for Rush Limbaugh when he retires. Yeah, right. I don't even think about such things. I just want to stop the global takeover. And our biggest success is getting real talking points of liberty and what's really happening into the Republican Party. The Democrats talk about this on CNN, MSNBC. They hate it. You tune in to Glenn Beck or Rush Limbaugh now. You will hear them talking about what we initiate and the stories we break. A lot of the time without credit. I don't care. I want to beat the globalist. I don't care about the credit. It's very liberating to not be in competition with these people. And I'm all for competition in life, but I'm in competition against the globalist. I want to defeat them. That's what it's all about. I haven't taken the money because it's a radio show that makes money. It's the huge, big audience, millions and millions every hour, and bought a private jet for millions a year or a huge mansion. I built this. I hired all the reporters and writers. This is what I'm into. I want to fight these people. I would give every ounce of blood in my veins right now to defeat the globalist. If God appeared and said, all right, say you'll die right now and we'll defeat the New World Order, I would say, do it. And then that's not even really a big deal. Of course I would. I would lay down my life for all these innocents. That's the type of attitude that builds civilization. But I will not lay down and die just to be a slave. So that's the thing. You'll end up dying and being enslaved going along with them. Why not stand up? Well, I mean, what's on your family crest? Is it I'd rather die than be a slave? Because I don't really have a family crest. I mean, I've got our old English crest. But if I made a new family crest, it'd be live free or die, like New Hampshire and their slogan. We have our guest, Keith Johnson, another Paul Revere, CourageSowers.com. CourageSowers.com represents our shift out of typical American philosophy into a courageous world of mindful, creative living. We focus on what's important in developing a way of living that works for our family. We are those crazy people with chickens in the urban neighborhood, urban farmers, free thinkers who choose to analytically evaluate everything we read and hear. Convinced abundance is not a circumstance, it's an attitude. CourageSowers.com. Very exciting. All I know is this guy continues to churn out citizen journalism in California, catching them at a dirty bomb drill, blaming it on the Patriots, catching them, covering up the fact that we're beating the forced inoculation bill right now. That's not on the news out in California, folks. It's only on the internet because they won't cover it. So we've got what all of you should do. You don't know how to do a YouTube? It's easy. Get your son or daughter or neighbor to show you or to partner with them to upload it. Go out. Just go to city councils. Go to events. Go to Jade Helm. Pick. Go to the border. Cover news. Just all of you have a voice. And then we'll all be targeting and tracking everything. So when the globalists pull something big, they'll know we're watching. Or even better. Even better. Even better. They'll be so afraid of our human everywhere. Our human intelligence people everywhere. Not under any group or name. Just there. That they can't track. That they can't stop. They're trying to get HUMET right now with all these drills. They're trying to get their forces in place. The military, about 90% of them are totally awake. I mean, we're in a war, folks. We're not just going to sit here and let the New World Order gang rape us ahead of this takeover. We're already in the trenches. We've already infiltrated our own country against you. You built these corrupt takeover systems. We infiltrated them. See, Valkyrie works both ways. And you know it, don't you, scum? Let's go to Keith Johnson. Keith, we salute you. Great job.
Oh, thank you, Alex. May you live in interesting times.
Well, we do. I mean, look, you are the example. You're out there constantly engaging citizen journalists. Tell us about some of your latest exploits.
Well, actually, what I want to say, and this could actually encourage a lot of people that are on the fence thinking about it. Monday, I was on the nightly news with David Knight. And that was my first time ever Skyping, ever. A week ago today, we were excited about getting 20 or 30 hits on like a Saving Rainwater article or something like that. And I went out to Richmond. I woke up. I was thinking, I don't really feel like getting up and doing this and driving out there. It's an hour and a half. You know, no one else can make it. I was by myself, my own little video camera. But I thought, you know what? Just in case.
And they wouldn't let you in, but through the fence, you got it on tape.
Yeah, actually, one of the cops there from El Cerrito, that's the town right above Richmond, which is located by Berkeley and Oakland on the East Bay. He actually went and asked if I can come inside and shoot some footage there, which would have been great. Then I would have been able to talk to some people and get close to the ridiculous.
But you're a human. You're an American. You're the enemy. What happened?
No, he was cool. He apologized.
No, the cop was cool, but they said no is what I meant.
No. I did not have press credentials, so therefore, no.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got so close. Cause I went down there thinking it was going to be in the city where they have city streets shut down, people laying all over, helping people. You know, you think if there was a drill, number one, you want to secure evidence, you want to help people.
Yeah, Dirty Bomb was just the cover.
Yes, yes. It was actually in the National Guard compound there. And there's a little apartment complex next to it. It's a retired citizen's little place there. And I walked in there, and the only thing separating it was a wrought iron fence. So I stood there, and the cop said, no, just film whatever you want. So I did.
And now it's getting millions of views, and now your other videos are getting views, and now you've launched your own media operation, my friend. You took your first step into a wider world.
Yeah, and I want people to know I was on Nightly News yesterday. My wife did about 35 minutes on the Power Hour with Jack Blood hosting, and now I'm on your show. And like I said, a week ago, none of this. We were getting a few hits here and there, and, you know, Courage Sowers has kind of taken that step. No matter
what. That's right.
Now
other people need to do it. And the good thing is you had an effect. And you're continuing. I want to come back and talk about the big news straight ahead, and that is the Statehouse footage you got that is amazing.
From the producers of the multi-award-winning documentary A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, Free Mind Films is proud to announce the release of their third film, Shadow Ring. Narrated by award-winning Hollywood actor Kevin Sorbo, Shadow Ring will review the history of America's hidden oligarchy and their hidden agendas, such as the Council on Foreign Relations, the United Nations, and the Federal Reserve Bank. Get an exclusive sneak peek and secure your copy today at ShadowRingMovie.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones. When I got on air 20 years ago, I weighed 180 pounds. I lift weights 5 days a week. I could swim 2-3 miles. Then I discovered the New World Order, the globalists, their agenda. I started an access television show. I was so dedicated to my work and hanging around with radio guys that I began drinking. I began smoking cigars and then even cigarettes. I transformed from looking like a white Bruce Lee to looking like a Jabba the Hutt. So I began a journey 5 years ago to shed the almost 100 pounds. I started taking Super Male Vitality and saw dramatic results in just a few weeks. When I added to the mix the key products developed by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com, the results were incredible. Take the InfoWarsLife.com challenge today at InfoWarsLife.com or give our crew a call. They can answer all your questions or tell you about any of the specials at 888-253-3139.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all-natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing until they got a hold of me. I used to help little old ladies across the street. You know, I am nicer than I've ever been, but I'm not backing down, and I'm not nice to globalists and their minions, and I just call it like it is.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing until they
got a hold of me.
I open doors for little old lady.
I help the blind to see.
I got no friends, but they read the papers.
can't be seen with me. And I'm feeling mean. Most people can't sing along with the song and have it actually happen to them. I'm in hundreds of papers every week lying about me and attacking me because they can sit there and regurgitate whatever the government tells them to say. That's fine. That's why the show gets bigger and bigger, because you're discredited. No one listens to you. Very few do. Going back to Keith Johnson, and then we've got Walter Williams scheduled to be on with us. I'm really looking forward to that. Keith, great job, and we really appreciate your citizen journalism. Keep doing your videos. Keep sending them to us. The article's up on InfoWars.com. I want to finish up with that. It's got your amazing video of, you said 500, 600, who I mean, wrapped around the block at the State House, people testifying against forced inoculations, and it hardly made the news locally. It didn't really make it nationally, but now it is because of your report. People saying we will not be forcibly inoculated. By the way, that's a good-looking crowd of parents and folks there to testify against it. So for now, they're shelving it when there's not opposition. But you know they'll be back. But, I mean, just amazing footage. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I was actually at work, and all the stuff with the Richmond drill had just gone off. And I saw they were having the Senate Education Committee hearing down there, and a bunch of parents were going down there to let them know if this passes, I'll be pulling my kids out of school, public school. Because it affects private schools. It affects homeschooling, somehow the curriculum. They got that worded in there. I haven't flushed that out yet.
And next they'll leave the whole state and then the whole country. I mean, they need to understand we're going to withdraw our money from their dirty system if they want to brain damage our kids.
Yeah, and there's another law in there, too, about adults. There's a mandatory vaccine law.
That's right. Yeah, tell folks about that. Exactly. I mean, this had to be over 1,000 people. I'm looking at the footage. It's incredible.
Well, I told my wife, I said, why don't you grab the camera, go down there, we'll just do all this over. You know, your turn. You know, hand the phone to her, your turn to go down there. And she sent me a message back and saying, this is incredible. The place is packed. She goes, I'm going to get in line. And she had the camera. And what I did is I found, it's called like Cal Channel or something like that. And what it is they have television cameras in all these buildings and all these rooms. And you can literally sit there and watch it or listen to it. You know, I was at work, so I just put it on. I could just hear the audio. And all they let them say is name, city, and if you're for or opposed. And I haven't had time to go through the video. We tried uploading the video, breaking it down so we can edit it. And put in, you know, just pieces. This 3 hours and 41 minutes long.
Yeah, just get the highlights. But you were saying the vast majority are against it. What percentage would you say?
100.
So you're saying there wasn't one person for it?
No, none that I saw. If someone
that's the headline. Over 1,000 testified, no one for it. And that's why they're trying to make it mandatory, because they know the sleeping giant is awakening. They're panicking. I can't wait till we rout these people. I don't care if I even make it through all this. I just want to defeat this scum. Go ahead, sorry.
No. You got to make that decision going in. That's just the way it is. But if someone actually wants to sit there and watch that entire video, it's 3.5 hours. But if you go to the last 5 minutes, even one of the co-authors from San Diego, I believe Michael Block, even he looked nervous because the room was packed. They just sat there for about 2 hours and watched person after person after person say, this is my name, this is where I'm from, I'm a teacher, I'm opposed. Many people were saying, I represent my entire school of 6,000 people, I represent 100 people, I represent, and these people were shaken. They did not like what they heard. And they were supposed to have it. Now, I know the spin is in committees, there's always questions. There's always things to get worked out. There's always bugs. You know, we always delay for information for our questions, and that is true. However, the question is, and even what these senators were saying, the problem is if they refuse vaccination, what happens to these kids when they're not in school? Are we going to have thousands of kids that aren't eligible for school? We have a right to education. So it was looking a little hairy in there.
Absolutely. Well, brother, you've done a great job, and everybody's going to go through that video and actually get some of those clips together soon. Keep it up. I'm sure we'll hear more from you as a great California correspondent to the people of the world. Take care. CourageSowers.com. Keith Johnson.
We're on the
Walter
march.
Williams coming up.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I tell you, the gentleman we have joining us doesn't need any prompting on talk radio. He is the longest continual fill-in host for Rush Limbaugh, 20 years. I was in college listening to Walter Williams, 20-plus years, and I've read some of his books. I've seen clips of his documentary shown on PBS, Suffer No Fools. He's just an amazing individual. He has a new book coming out next month. Everybody should pre-order at Amazon.com, American Contempt for Liberty. Comes out May 1st, a strike, I guess, at the Socialist. I'm not going to go through all of his lawyer degrees and PhDs in economics and all the rest of it, I mean, because it would take too long to go over all his degrees. But I got to say, and I said it earlier, I like it when he hosts the Rush Limbaugh show better than Rush. It's more hardcore. But I'm going to quit kissing his butt and just get right to the actual meat and potatoes. We have Martin Luther King coming out to paraphrase in the 60s, and I agree with it. We should judge someone on the character of their deeds. In fact, here's the quote. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by color of their skin, but by the content of their character. How did we get from there, with something that's so veritas, Dr. Williams, to the inverse where everything is about the color or the sex, and with these hate laws, other people are more protected, and the Democratic Party has just gone race crazy and admits they're trying to divide and conquer to the point of just absurd? I mean, you're the expert on this. Are they winning? Are they losing? Where is this insanity going, Doctor?
Well, I'm not sure whether they're winning. They're fairly strong, but I think that what has happened is that after the civil rights movement, people found that they can hustle, they can become poverty pimps, they can make a lot of money. Al Sharpton, he gets a lot of money, or Jesse Jackson, and I think I don't know how wise it is of us to ask Al Sharpton to go out and get a real job, and make much less money. he just makes money on hustling and exploiting whatever problems that might exist among blacks and whites. But I think one of the things that goes unnoticed and is not said enough, and that is black Americans as a group have made the greatest gains over some of the highest hurdles in the shortest period of time than any other racial group in the history of mankind. So what's the evidence of that? Well, if you add up all the income that black Americans earn each year and thought of us just as a nation, independent nation, we would be the 17th or richest nation on the face of this earth. There are few black Americans who are among the world's richest people. There was one black American who was the head of the world's mightiest military, Colin Powell. And some black Americans are some of the world's most famous personalities. Now, the significance of this is that in 1865, neither a slave nor a slave owner would have believed that these kind of gains would have been possible in just a little bit over a century. And as such, it speaks to the intestinal fortitude of a people, but just as importantly, it speaks to the greatness of a nation, because these kind of gains would not have been possible anywhere in the world except the United States of America. Now, just because these gains have been made, it doesn't mean that they're major. They're not major problems, but the problems are not civil rights problems. That is, many people look at the problems that in many black communities as civil rights problems, and the civil rights struggle is over and is won. That is, at one time, black Americans did not have the constitutional guarantees of everybody else. Now we do. But the fact that civil rights problems are over does not mean that they're not problems, but they're not civil rights problems. And the point is that if we view them as civil rights problems, the solutions will be elusive forever.
Well, that's right. And it seems like the Democratic poverty pimps, the Democratic Party, they don't want their old paradigm to end. And so now they're just hyping up any slight they can to create division, to create hate. They're promoting all this, what I call reverse racism. It just goes on. And it's cartoonish when you see it, but it's not just with black folks it's happening. The political entitlement of how they're trying to make women think that men somehow have, tried to screw them over, or that anybody with any money is bad, and that capitalism is bad. It just seems like there's a death wish for the country coming out of the whole Soros-funded combine. What do you think's behind this as an economist and a lawyer, Mr. Williams?
Well, I always say follow the money. And so there's a lot of money and a lot of jobs to be had for people who are involved in this hustle. And I think that when you look, you were mentioning, you used the term cartoonish, and it is indeed cartoonish. That is, when you find these marches around the country as a result of the shooting in Ferguson, Missouri, or the shooting in New York, a black man shot by police. And if you say, well, look, if policemen became angels tomorrow, it will not have done very much for the murder of blacks. That is, there's an average of 7,000 blacks murdered each year. And in places like Chicago, it's sometimes, some years, it's been one black is murdered per day. And it's not the Klan coming in that doing that. And then there's other cartoonish type things that is because people are blaming discrimination for many problems that blacks face. But however, if you look at the illegitimacy rate among blacks, that is 75% of black babies are born out of wedlock. Now, I'm not a prude, but you know, it's not the best start on life if you're born, you find your mother is 16, your grandmother's 30, and you don't know who or where your father is. That's not a very good start.
As you know, you're 4 to 5 times more likely to be in prison or on drugs. The Democratic Party promotes that, I believe, to create a system of dependency. And I mean, is it not the modern plantation? These places like Chicago and other areas are more like a reservation.
That's right. You're absolutely right. But see, the thing that people don't have very little appreciation for is that all of this is new among black people. That is, in 1940, the illegitimacy rate among blacks was 13 or 14%.
Wasn't it lower than even whites?
Okay, well, in the 19-teens, the illegitimacy rate among black teenagers was less than that among white teenagers.
So now it's been totally inverted.
Oh, that's right. I have in my book A Race in Economics, and I give these statistics. And in 1870s, 1880s, 75% of black kids lived in two-parent families, and in some cities higher. I'm talking about cities like Detroit, Chicago, Philadelphia, New York. And matter of fact, in New York, in Harlem, New York, New York's Harlem, 85% of black kids lived in two-parent families in 1925. Now, today, it's around 30% of black kids live in two-parent families. So the point that I'm making is that much of the pathology that we're seeing among black Americans is entirely new, and moreover, I believe that it's the result of the welfare state.
Well, I mean, it's got to be undoubtedly, and you go through all the statistics as an economist in your books. The Democrats have to know this then. What is the endgame strategy? Where do you think they're wanting to take people? Because the same paradigm that we've seen with them, quote, helping blacks with the Great Society has now been deployed to every other community, and we see the same slide towards illegitimacy, drugs, crime, the thug culture. I mean, where did this come from? I mean, I know MTV.
Well, you know, you mentioned that the spread of this culture. When Patrick Moynihan was writing about the decline of the black family in the 1960s, the illegitimacy rate among black Americans at that time was close to 30%. The illegitimacy among whites today is where it was for blacks in 1965. That is, the illegitimacy rate among whites is over 30% today.
It's all going the same direction.
Yeah, we're all going to say, and it's the welfare state. I mean, that is, look, if you know, I don't care whether an economist is a conservative or a liberal, but he'll tell you that if you tax something, you're going to get less of it, and if you subsidize something, you're going to get more of it. And what we've been doing is subsidizing slovenly behavior. That is, there's no cost. There's very little cost for people to engage in slovenly behavior. Does a girl has a baby out of wedlock? You know, she doesn't pay the really cost. It's the taxpayer. That is, the government will give them a subsidized housing, food stamp, welfare, et cetera, and so it makes it very cheap to behave in self-destructive ways.
What do you think's behind this clear social engineering?
Well, I think that it gets people's votes. I mean, any politician talking the way that I am would get run out of town. He would not get voted. He would not. Well, any politician, forget the study, the material, the things I'm saying about race, but just any politician who would promise, who would act to uphold and defend the United States Constitution, he would get run out of town by the American people. Because increasingly, and it's sad to say, increasingly, Americans are having more and more contempt for the United States Constitution.
Wow. Walter E. Williams is our guest. What do you think the legacy of Obama is going to be? I mean, I really was concerned about the centralization of power under Clinton and Bush. And now, Dr. Williams, we see the borders totally wide open, paying with vouchers to bring the illegal children in, above the law, power plants getting shut off outside of law, our military being put under UN NATO command outside of law, Obama ignoring FOIA requests, the IRS not getting in trouble for stuff that makes Nixon look like an angel. I mean, is this not real totalitarianism? How would you, as a political scientist, quantify what we've now become? Because I expect the Republicans, when they get in power, to not be as vitriolic against America as much, but still they like power. I mean, I fear the direction, the trajectory of this country. What do you think Obama's legacy is going to be?
Well, I predicted in 2008 in one of my columns, and I was predicting that Obama administration would be a failed administration, a failed president, just like Jimmy Carter's is. But some people are saying that Obama's beginning to make Jimmy Carter look good. but the point is that Obama is following a trend in our country, and he's just accelerated that trend.
Right.
That is, you found during the Bush administration, you found all kinds of ignoring the Constitution. You found the No Child Left Behind. You found the prescription drugs and all these other programs that happened during the Bush administration. So we've been on this path away from the Constitution, away from personal liberty for quite a while. And so the real challenge is, the real question for the future of our country is, can we reverse it? And there's some question whether it's reversible.
Let me ask you this question. I want to get into your new book, American Contempt for Liberty. If we don't, studying history as you've done, if we don't reverse the course we're on, how long do you think this country has left? Because it's degenerating fast.
Well, I don't know, but people have asked me, what can we do? And I asked them, well, are Americans anyway basically different as human beings from the Romans, from the French, from the Spanish, from the Portuguese, from the British? Now, these are great empires of the past, powerful empires of the past, but they went down the tubes. And so, and they went down the tubes for precisely the kind of things that we're doing, that is bread and circuses, big government spending programs. So there's a real question whether Americans will find a different fate. You find a country just like Argentina. Argentina is a basket case, but in 1940,
exactly,
or the 1930s, it was among the 10 richest countries in the world.
It was, absolutely, and then they got into big government, they got into deficits, and now it's a hellhole.
That's right. They got into socialism. A lot of the decline, it was accelerated during the Peron's, And socialism is, when socialism takes over, a country does not have much hope.
The saying was, as rich as an Argentine, and now people don't even know what that means. It is so sad to see them wreck this. And I saw statistics today that even the middle class is shrinking fast, and that even the ultra wealthy are paying so many taxes that they're having trouble saving. And then France now has 100% tax, Forbes reported, on their wealthier people, forcing them to leave the country. What do the socialists think is going to happen when they're all gone, Dr. Williams?
Well, it's a rather remarkable thing. Throughout our entire history, we've been the place where people run to avoid high taxes, to avoid oppression. Now, people are leaving the United States. That is, wealthy money.
Record numbers.
Leaving the United States, going to the islands, banking in other countries, and going to Liechtenstein and other places to put their money. And so we're going in the direction, I don't know at what speed, but we're going in the direction of other countries that have,
sure,
adopted socialistic policies.
Walter E. Williams, I know you support law and order. I support the rule of law as well. But the over-militarization accelerated under Obama now. All these training manuals where they say the big enemy of the Pentagon is the Tea Party veterans, gun owners. I'm sure you're aware of that. If not, I can play some news clips where they say, we need the MRAP tanks for the veterans, when the veterans aren't out there doing anything. What do you think of this attempt by the Democrats to basically turn the military into a domestic tool?
Yeah, well, that's what socialism needs. In order to for government to be able to impose its will, it needs force, because a lot of people will not go along with it voluntarily. And then also, you notice that the very people in our country who are the most anti-gun or anti-Second Amendment, they are the very people who are trying to take over our lives.
They're the ones armed to the teeth. They're the ones with bodyguards like Michael Moore. But you and I, we can't have a gun.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And the point is, what a lot of Americans do not know is that the founders of our nation, they did not give us the Second Amendment in order for us to go deer and duck hunting. They explicitly said, and it's in my column this week, they explicitly said that we want the American people to be armed as a last resort against the betrayal of their freedom by their representatives and rulers.
Wow. We got one final segment after this quick break with Walter E. Williams, WalterEWilliams.com. His books are all bestsellers. They're complex. They're historical, but they're also an easy read. I give them to your high school kids, you name it. It's just so important. I just gave Rush's book to my daughter, who's 10, Brave Pilgrims, to get a more accurate perspective on what's going on. There's an attack on any type of Americana culture. Certainly America's got a lot of bad in our past, but our ideals were the greatest, and we made the greatest strides. That's why the system's attacking it. What they're replacing it with, as Dr. Williams said, is a bunch of Roman bread and circuses. I'm going to have a wild card here. I'm going to have him come back in the last 6 minutes and kind of cover whatever he wants to cover. I've been asking the questions so far. WalterEWilliams.com, and you, of course, can find his column in many newspapers around the country, or you can request that it be in your paper as well. Stay with us.
Finally, a hard rock album that actually says something. Envy, the self-titled CD.
We all live in a world today where things aren't what they seem. And if you think the news is real, you're living in a dream. Politicians don't run too deep to fight for you and me. The representative who cuts the check fulfill the call for me. I can't stand this no more.
Available on iTunes or Amazon.com. Visit envymusic.com.
Who has over 65 seed varieties of 34 different vegetables?
Down to Earth.
Who has over 63,000 seeds packaged to last 50 years?
Down to Earth.
Whose seeds can be frozen to maintain germination?
Down to Earth seeds. No hybrids, no GMOs, just proven old-time seed varieties grown all over the country by our grandparents. Our kids have the best variety and the largest quantities of vegetable seed for the best price. Get your food security now at downtoearthseeds.com or call 870-427-3039.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories will always mortify.
Well, he's Professor Dr. Walter E. Williams, WalterEWilliams.com. And he's on with us, broadcasting worldwide. In the 6 minutes we've got left, sir, there's so many subjects we could cover, but I'd like to give you the floor to host the show here for a moment and get into what you think is the heart of the matter.
Well, one of the things I think that I always tell people say, well, what do you try to do, Walter? Well, I say I'm trying to sell our fellow Americans on the moral superiority of individual freedom and personal liberty and its main ingredient, limited government. And it's rather surprising what has happened to our country. And just let me give you an idea. When I say that there's a lot of contempt for the United States Constitution and contempt for the ideas of liberty, in 1794, Congress appropriated $15,000 to help some French refugees. James Madison, the acknowledged father of the United States Constitution, the father of the Constitution, and a former president, he stood on the floor of the House irate, and he said, and I'm virtually quoting him, he says, "I cannot undertake to lay my finger on that article in the Constitution that authorizes Congress to spend the money of their constituents for the purposes of benevolence." Now, if you look at the federal budget today, 2/3 to 3/4 of it is for the purpose of benevolence. And you ask the question, and also Madison said, charity is not a function of government. Now, any person running for the presidency today who would make the same statement that James Madison, as well as other founders, made, the American people would run them out of town on the rail. That is, the American people have contempt for the great ideas and the great ideas of liberty that made us the richest and the freest country in the world. To give you another example, if I said, if I'm running for the governor, if I'm running for the Senate in Texas, and I go back and forth across the state and I say, look, my fellow Texans, I've read the United States Constitution. I know what the Constitution authorizes. I know what Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution says. If you elect me to the Senate, don't expect for me to bring back aid to higher education, highway construction, prescription drugs, and all these other programs. The question is, do you think the people of Texas would elect me to the United States Senate?
Texas might, but probably only two or three other states, but it'd be a fight. I think Texas understand that we would just keep all of our money here and decide to do what we would want to do instead of giving the feds all the control.
Well, I think that if I as senator don't bring back money to Texans, it doesn't mean that Texans will pay a lower federal income tax. All that it means is that the money will go to Oklahoma instead. That is, once legalized theft begins, it pays for everybody to participate.
No, you're and right. So, we can't get out of it because our money will just go somewhere else.
That is absolutely right. And so that's the tragedy of in our country, that it pays for people to engage in legalized theft. That is, it pays for people to use the power of their office, it pays for people to elect people who will use the power of their office to take what belongs to one American and bring it back to them.
They have wired fraud into the system, and now they're just expanding it. What about Obama saying he may raise taxes by executive power?
Well, he has no constitutional authority to do that. And then, a lot of people say, well, look, the Bush tax cuts, the Bush tax increases, the Obama tax increases. According to the Constitution, the president has no taxing and spending authority.
That's right.
Only the Article 1 gives Congress the taxing and spending authority. That is, the president cannot spend one dime that Congress does not first appropriate.
Walter Williams, amazing. WalterEWilliams.com. Hope you'll come back soon. Have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you.
I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live, Fort Welling. Great job, crew. Not only News 97.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.